This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Now to a teachable moment about the U.S. economy that goes way beyond this one industry. American Airlines this week cut its profit forecast and said future revenue would be at the low range of what it had previously estimated. Last week, Delta also reported disappointing numbers. Airline stocks have been sagging. Marketplace's Sabri Benishore looks at airlines that made bets on passengers who never came.
Remember 2018? Remember how it felt like a good year for markets and the economy until it didn't? Well, airlines thought it was good for a while, too. Samuel Engel heads the aviation practice at ICF. He says last year, airlines increased capacity by 4.8% to keep up with GDP growth that broke 4%.
But what if some of that GDP growth wasn't really about economic activity so much and was more about the short-term impacts of the tax cut?
The airlines added too many flights, too many seats. So with too much supply, fares fall, revenue falls, investors get disappointed, stocks fall. But there's also concern about demand for air travel in 2019. Joseph DiNardi is a managing director at Stifel.
When you get indications like Delta from last week and American of weakening demand, there's a concern that that could be kind of the first sign of a slowdown.
As in an economic slowdown. Airlines are particularly sensitive to economic downturns. Some investors are clearly worried one is coming, and they've been getting out of airline stocks. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.